T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Going on, everyone. Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. It's also game day. Game day here as we get set for the Eagles and the Giants tonight right here on WIP. And, of course, at Lincoln Financial Field, an important game for the division quest. And it sounds like the Eagles are going to get some, not all, not even close to all, but some of their key players back. Now, I'll believe it with Deshaun when I actually see him playing a game. But we are hearing good things about Deshaun, Lane Johnson, we'll see, Avante Maddox, we'll see. So there's a chance to get some of these guys back, and certainly that would help the cause. Look, we got a lot to discuss today, and we'll certainly do so. The very rare, John and I have about two of these a year, Thursday night and Monday night, probably about two a year, game day show here on WIP during our show, and we're happy to do it with you, certainly on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. Again, game day. 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Woo!
Hey, bud.
Fired up.
Yeah, that's right, man.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, buddy.
Thumbs up, Joe. Yeah. Thumbs up. You know, we give the thumbs up to one another like, hey, good job.
Yeah.
Did you know that in Greece, Iran, and Sardinia, the thumbs up is comparable to giving the middle finger?
Ooh.
Oh, man. So you can get yourself in trouble.
You got to be careful with the thumbs up.
I think President Bush did that the first, if I remember right. I don't think it was a thumbs up. I think it was the peace sign.
Oh, two fingers
in the air. I think that meant something else in some cultures.
Yeah.
I think you're right about that.
I think it was, yeah, George Herbert Walker.
Be cautious with the gestures.
Be careful, yeah.
While abroad.
By the way, in high school, we had a friend who we would give a thumbs up to, but for a very different reason. Very different reason. You have any guess, any idea?
None that I could say on the air, Jeff.
Yeah, that you're on the right track. You're on the right track. All right, Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, too. Poor guy, man. Every single person that passed him in the hallway. Hey, I'm not going to say his name. Hey, Frankie. We'll call him Frank. Hey, Frank. Thumbs up. Poor guy. All right, 215-592-9494. Game day. Look, let's get into it. What we're looking for tonight, besides just a win. I mean, of course, we're looking for a win. We're hoping for a win. The odds makers say it's a game the Eagles certainly can win. Maybe you can attach the word should win. But look, this is no gimme. I mean, nothing with the Philadelphia Eagles right now is a gimme. So obviously the parts of the team got to play good enough in order to beat the Giants, who, for what it's worth, beat Washington last week, a team Washington that beat the Eagles week one, the whole deal. We know the dreck of the NFC East. All right, so what are we looking for tonight? All right, John, in no particular order, let's start from this standpoint, because the main thing I'm looking for tonight is for Carson Wentz to demonstrate that he can consistently be good tonight for four quarters. Now, he has taken, to his tremendous credit, he has taken, I would say, a sizable step forward the last 3 weeks. First 3 weeks, he was dreadful. The last 3 weeks, he's been much better. His accuracy has been better. I would say his decision-making has been better. He's been a willing runner. And at times, the only choice was to run, because otherwise he was going to get swallowed up like last week. And he still got banged up pretty bad. And I do wonder and worry about his body a little bit 4 days after that last game when he got banged around. But the guy is showing remarkable heart. He's showing, a gutsy tendency. He's using his legs. But this is a game. Let's just peel it back for a second here. He's the only guy in the game making $128 million. He's supposed to be considerably better than Daniel Jones, who has struggled this year. You know, I want Carson Wentz tonight, and he's in a tough spot. There's still a lot of injured players out, the whole deal. I want Carson Wentz tonight to look like, as his salary looks like, the best player in the game. He's the highest paid player in the game, So what's the first thing I'm looking for in a game day here when we think about tonight's game? Knowing that he's with Boston Scott and Greg Ward and this guy and that guy. All right, the first thing I'm looking for tonight, and again, everyone can react, 215-592-9494, is for Carson, as his salary suggests he should be, to be the best player in the game. And in a game when you're not lining up and it's Joe Montana on the other side or Brett Favre or Patrick Mahomes, it's, you know, it's Daniel Jones, that's an achievable goal for Carson tonight to be the best player in the game. And by the way, for him and the offense to do it for four quarters, not just a second half surge. Hit the ground running early, put points on the board early, and be the best player in the football game. Again, 215-592-9494. John, an attainable goal for Carson, the highest paid guy, to be the best player in the football game tonight?
This is a trick question, Joe. This gets very dicey. And there's going to be a lot of people saying, look at Richie defending Carson. I'm very wary about the way this is going to look tonight. I, like you, I'm hoping for a win. I don't feel confident.
No, I don't think you should. I don't think anybody should feel confident. Like, maybe, yeah, confident got a better shot than not, but not confident lock it in. It's not one of those games. Not with this team yet.
Daniel Jones has been awful, but, you know, Carson has also been down there near the bottom of the NFL when you, you know, put when you line these stats up, it looks bad for both. I'm telling you, this could be one of those nights where the surrounding cast brings Carson down a notch. And the reason I say that is because this defensive coordinator for the Giants, this Graham guy, is throwing all sorts of looks out there. You know, this is when he was asked when he first took the job, you know, what kind of defense are you guys going to be running? He said, all of it. Like, they will run a 4-3 front. They will run a 3-4 front. They will run a 3-3-5. They will run a 2-4, you know, whatever numbers you want to put on it.
Yep.
They're lining up all over the place. Their coverages are varied and disguised and, you know, half here, half there. This is a challenge for Carson to read this out and to understand what he's looking at. But even more so, this is a challenge for the young offensive linemen we have to know who they're blocking. This is a challenge for our young receivers to know what route they're running. You know, against this look, you've got this route. Against this look, you've got this route. It's called a sight adjustment. If the quarterback adjusts and the receiver doesn't, it looks like the quarterback misses the receiver. We've seen it a ton of times this year with Zach Ertz and Carson Wentz, where Zach Ertz should set it down against man coverage. Carson throws it to a spot. Zach Ertz kept running. Everyone says, look at the bad throw way behind Zach Ertz. Well, that's a miscommunication. This Giants defense thrives on creating indecision in offenses. And thrives is a relative term because – you know, they've struggled too, but this is, you say you've got to see a great look in Carson tonight to feel good about this team. I'm saying there's a good chance Carson doesn't look great. And for extended periods. I think he's going to dig in and try to gut this out? Absolutely.
Yeah, he'll do that. Yeah.
Do I think he can do it by himself? No. He needs help.
And you think he's compromised with what's around him?
That help will be compromised. They're going to make it hard on us. And I know people say, oh, the Giants, you know, we're in a different class. No, we're not. There's a reason why both teams have won one game. You've got some issues. And when I look at that Giants defense, you look at each level, they've got some studs. You know, they've got some studs up front. That Leonard Williams is pretty good. The Blake Martinez guy at linebacker, he flies around and makes plays. They got Jabril Peppers at safety. They've got this Bradbury guy who's playing like a top three cornerback in the league.
Cornerback
in the league. They've got talent. They've got scheme. and I'm worried.
Well, look, we'll ask everyone at 215-592-9494 what you're looking for tonight on a game day. I mean, obviously, do you think the Eagles win or not? That's, of course, part of the discussion. But what sort of helps the cause? And again, do you have confidence that Carson will be the best player in the game tonight? Or is it even an unfair question to ask? I don't think it is. I mean, Greg Ward's not making $128 million. Boston Scott's not. Travis Fulgham's not. Daniel Jones isn't. Right? Like, I don't think it's unfair to say I want Carson to be the best player in the game tonight. Now, I recognize John's point. Sometimes a great player can look worse because of what's around him. And I accept that. I do. I accept that reality. That if a guard gets beat, and thank God Jamon Brown's not in this game tonight for the Eagles. If you missed the news yesterday, he got cut. I understand. If a guard gets beat, if a tackle gets beat, if a running back misses a blitz pickup, the quarterback can get swallowed up, and then the quarterback, the play does not get off the ground. And then some might say, oh, the quarterback didn't do his job. Well, it's not the quarterback didn't do his job. It's the running back or the tackle or the guard didn't do his job. All right, I understand that. But when Carson has a shot, and he's going to have a lot of shots tonight, I don't think it's unfair to say in this game against that team, against that quarterback, that Carson has a responsibility to be great because that's what he's paid to be. 215-592-9494. All right, so weigh in on that. Now, here's another one, John, I'm looking for tonight that I think is key for tonight. It is key for this season, and I'll even make the case that I think it's very key for next season. There are three young players on this Eagles team in recent weeks that have stepped up, I would say, fairly dramatically. They are Travis Fulgham, Jordan Mailata, and to a lesser extent, but a real extent, Josh Sweat. One of the keys for me tonight when I watch this Eagles game is for these three guys, give us another game to believe in you, prove that you are players that the Eagles can count on in 2020 for the quest to win this division this year, to try to be better than Dallas and the Giants and Washington, but also for the purpose of next year. A little quick look ahead of next year. We know the Eagles are in salary cap hell next year. And we know part of that is all these, you know, older players and expensive players and some of whom they're still going to be tied with and some of whom they're going to be able to move on from. Well, you really, 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 really want to root for. And believe me when I tell you, Howie Roseman wants to root for these three guys to not only play good tonight to help the team tonight in this season, but to help him next year or whoever the GM is have an easier time constructing a team next year. We're like, take Josh Sweat. If you're going to move on from Derek Barnett and his $10 million contract, it makes it a lot easier to plug in Josh Sweat and his less than $1 million deal. But here's the key. He's got to be able to do it. Mailata's got to be able to do it. Fulgham's got to be able to do it. Give me another game, John. Give me another game of those three. Give me like just a couple more games. I'm just a couple games away from believing. I'm closer to believing on Mailata than the other two. Give me just a couple more games. It makes the puzzle easier for this year and next year. John, your reaction, those three guys.
I expect those three guys to look like gamers tonight. I expect them to go out and do big things. You know, one in particular, that's Josh Sweat. Watching him closely, you know, there he is a difference maker. He needs to be given more of a chance. You know, just looking at the snap count percentages for him, this last game he was in there 49% of the time. That's nice. That's nice.
Probably
to see.
One of his most ever. Probably.
Well, week one, he was in 70%.
Oh, wow.
Week two, 57%. Week three, 53%. And then against the good teams, the AFC North teams, only 37%. I think that's a mistake. You need to see more Josh Sweat. I hope Josh Sweat starts tonight.
Over Barnett?
Over Derek Barnett.
You think he's a better player?
He is a better player.
Wow.
And you know what? I'll talk about that later.
Okay, we'll go inside the game with that later. Again, 215-592-9494. All these things we want to see tonight. Here's another one. And this is like almost that last category I gave you, but we're now going to put it in this season. And guys that previously had stepped up that are nowhere near stepping up, but this team needs it tonight. John, I'm not asking for both of them. I just need at least one. Boston Scott and Corey Clement. Guys, it's time. Like, I don't know if you realize, like, you can make the case like their careers are hanging in the balance here. Guys, step up. All right, Miles Sanders is out. The quarterback needs some help. The team needs some help. Corey, we love you. We'll always love you. You proved in 2017 you could do really good things. You did it in the Super Bowl. And Boston Scott last year, man, like final month of the season, you were really good. And by the way, specifically saved their butt in the game versus the Giants last year in December when Miles Sanders got hurt. Well, he's not getting hurt mid-game this game. Boston Scott and Corey Clement, it's your game starting tonight. It is your game. So, like, as you get ready for this game in 10 hours, I need you to know that the team needs you, and I need at least one of you guys to do what you have not done at any stage this year, and that is deliver a game that the city can feel proud that you did a good job.
We have a problem.
At running back.
We have a real problem, and I think Jason Huntley, it'll be interesting to see if he's up for this one.
Yep.
It'll be interesting to see what they do, you know, with some of the practice squad guys.
Absolutely.
Corey Clement is not the player that he was, and I don't know why. It has been quite a while.
It's been a long time.
And a lot of injuries between then and now.
Absolutely.
But Boston Scott last year looked like he was at a different speed than everyone else on the field. I am now of the belief that that was because everyone else out there on the field in December was banged up. They were a step slow.
Wow.
He was a step faster. He was fresh. When they all started at the same level of freshness, Boston Scott looks more pedestrian.
That's an interesting theory. All right, we're going to get into all of this at 215-592-9494. What are you looking for tonight? Will Carson deliver? Is it fair to say he's got to be the best player in the game, that you want him to be the best player in the game, is the highest paid player in the game? Or is it an unfair standard with all the tracking backups around him and all that? The young promising player, Folgamai, Lott, and Sweat. Are you believers yet? Do you believe? Can you lock it in? Corey Clement and Boston Scott, I mean, that is a big one tonight. Again, your two running backs are your two main guys. There are other parts of the team like the kicker. Jake Elliott, dude, I know they're not all easy. I know they're at 50. Make the kick. All right, make the kick. There's a lot of parts of this team that go into this game tonight and this season. We'll discuss it all. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, what are you looking for tonight? It is game day. It is exciting. There actually is hope they can surge. But they got to win these kind of games. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie on a game day on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.